Beastly with Martin Besser.
Today is the 21st of November, by the way. That's how slow I'm feeling. I was still stuck on yesterday.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And none of us noticed either. We were like, yeah, yes, like, the 20th. Yeah.
I was still singing along to the end as we were getting into the English bit. Shame. What was the story there? Who was that lady?
I checked her name, and I'm not quite sure how to pronounce her surname. Nicole Magwili.
Is she?
I assume she's South African, unless it's pronounced Magoli, which is weird. And it's very sad because it's not up to her to determine the tempo of the backtrack. She just has to sing.
Yeah, I guess.
So I do feel for her on that score.
Now they choose people to do the national anthem. Have you ever wondered that over the years?
Yes.
How do they select people?
People generally put their hands up. They will say, I'm in Australia, I'm in England, I'm in France.
Oh, I'm here anyway.
I'm here anyway, those who are big fans. Otherwise, if no one comes forward, then it's up to the team.
Here's an idea.
Yeah.
Why don't you just fly over a well-deserving, actively recording, performing South African artist?
Yeah.
How about that?
That would be nice.
How about rewarding a South African artist that works here and makes music for South Africans?
Yes, that will be recognizable, that we'll all cheer along with.
Fazaya?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, hey!
Yeah. I know a couple of years ago there was a cost implication, like, oh, we can't fly somebody and accommodate them.
Really?
Yada, 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 yada. Yeah.
The reason I'm saying this is because it's not the first time.
Oh, no.
Shame. It's not. If you're wondering what we're talking about, it's this lady who's saying the national anthem before the Springboks Italy game, and people lost their minds because it was just a little bit strange, because it's shame. It was just a little slow, wasn't it? Like, this is... She's still singing,
yeah.
I promise you. It's just...
That was the warm-up.
And then the Italian came on and felt like it was singing...
Doubled. Let's catch up.
Someone said to you, listen, thanks to that lady, now we're running a bit behind. Late. So I'm just going to double time your backtrack right over there. That's not the first time. It could have been worse. Shame, Russ. I wonder how Russ did miss song.
Martin, it was Darford, I guess, right? It was in Toulouse. Was it Toulouse? No, the anthem.
Did the French people notice that the rest of the Africans were like cringing to death while he was singing? Cringing.
I was probably one of about 100 South Africans in the stadium as well. There weren't very many of us, so we were trying to back him up and sing loud.
Drown him out.
It went nowhere. It was...
So you say people just put their hands up, right?
Yeah. So apparently Ras Dumisani at that time was touring with his reggae band in Germany, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And because of proximity, he got whipped in.
He put his hand up real high. He put his hand up real high. Shame anyway.
Wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up? Breakfast with Martin Bester.